the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
So how many people here have a personal relationship or have had a personal experience with the Holy Spirit? Few hands. Oh, you're ahead of the curve. Absolutely, because you know this is a touchy subject for Episcopalians. Maybe other Christians have relationships with the Holy Spirit, but Episcopalians do not typically have relationships with the Holy Spirit. We like to shunt the Holy Spirit off to Pentecost. We'll talk about the Spirit at that time, or if ever there's confirmation or ordination, but otherwise, we don't like to think about the Holy Spirit. And I suspect that's the case because the Spirit is a hard concept to wrap our heads around. The Spirit is amorphous. It's there's nothing to identify it with, or seemingly so, right? Jesus, of course, says that we have the Spirit. In fact, Jesus in the Gospel of John tells his disciples he's leaving them, he's going back to the Father, and he will, in his place, leave the Spirit. So, even though we might not know what the Spirit is like, I think it's actually really important to try to think about the Spirit and to discern the Spirit, because our experience of Emmanuel, God with us, is actually the Holy Spirit. We don't have Jesus walking and talking amongst us like the 12 disciples did. We have, in his place, the Spirit. So the big question for us today is, what does the Holy Spirit look like in our lives? Hard question. You know, Jesus, in today's gospel, identifies the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth, which, honestly, is not much more of help. You know, the Holy Spirit is amorphous and conceptualized. The Spirit of truth is equally so. I mean, we might understand what truth is, but the Spirit of truth is even one degree removed from that. So, what does the Spirit look like? Well, it's going to look a little different for each one of us, but a common thread will be how Jesus also identifies the Spirit in today's gospel. He says the Spirit will be another advocate. I think that's what I'd like for us to hold on to today, another advocate. Jesus, of course, is the first advocate. Jesus is God incarnate, God who came in flesh to dwell amongst men and sort of walk with us on our journey and to advocate for us back to the Father. Jesus reconciles humanity and God and brings us back into relationship. So Jesus, as the first advocate, vouches for us to God, intercedes on our behalf, defends us, protects us, provides life and love for us. Jesus is God Emmanuel. And the Spirit continues that work, not as an incarnate being, but nevertheless a presence that walks with us, companions us. You can almost imagine the Spirit as sort of putting the Spirit's arm around our shoulder, intercedes on our behalf, appeals on our behalf back to the Father, and reassures us that there is continuing life. In the Creed, we identify the Spirit as the Lord, the giver of life. Right? So this is a clue to what the Spirit will look like in our lives. And you know, if you think about it, I'm sure everyone here knows an experience like this in some other person. There might be someone in all of our lives who has been an advocate for us. And I'm not talking about lawyers. No offense to any lawyers in the room, but this sense of the Spirit as an advocate is a much richer and fuller sense of advocacy. It's companioning, it's protecting, it's loving, right? You might know relationships like this. Certainly perhaps your parents or your grandparents. It could be friends or a sibling who have been this type of advocate, this type of companion for you. It could be a spouse, someone who's very close to you, who can put their arm around your shoulder and companion you on the way. And then, of course, we've also stepped into this role of companionate, of companionate ministry of advocacy. If you have children, you've certainly been an advocate for them, to vouch for them, to protect them, defend them, to provide for them. At times, we might have done this for our own parents, or friends, neighbors. There are times in our life when we are companions and we companion others. And these experiences reinforce what the Spirit is. This is the Holy Spirit. Whenever we step into these relationships or these relationships surround us, it's an embodiment of this ever-present Spirit in our lives. I've been thinking a lot about this. It's important because, as I think most of you know, I'm about to go off on a great adventure to Switzerland. And when I was thinking about this gospel today, I thought, well, I need to reassure St. Mary's that I am not going to leave you orphaned. And not just because you still have Libby or your wardens or your vestry or all the great ministers here, but yes, you have God. God is in this place. God is not abandoning you, even if I'm stepping away. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized this gospel is not really for you. It's for me. Because I'm the one who is stepping away. I'm losing all of this community. And there is a sense in some ways that I'm beginning to feel like I might be orphaned. I'm going off to a foreign country. I don't have my family, my friends. I'll have my husband. But I won't have this community. In some ways, I'm going to be cut off. And the question for myself is starting to arise, how am I not going to feel orphaned and alone? Well, in discerning this, I'm coming back to my experiences of companionate ministry, of companionate relationships. One of the things I have loved about St. Mary's is pastoral care ministry. In fact, yesterday, I had the great privilege of going to Cape Cod Hospital and sitting with two parishioners who had just had surgery. And I loved just sitting there and chatting with them and hearing them share their hopes and their concerns and letting them tell their story about their life, their spirituality. And I love sharing myself and my hopes, my fears about everything that's going to happen with me. And in that little holy space, when we were companioning each other, that was the pinnacle of ministry, of love, of an experience of the Spirit for me. And I'm holding on to that because I know with every fiber of my being that I'm going to find myself in that place again. I don't know where, I don't know how, but I'm going to step back into that role, and other people are going to step into that role for me. I don't know what it will look like in Switzerland. Me sitting there among my Swiss chocolates and fondue, but there will be a community that will come around me. I'm going to find these relationships. I know it. That's what faith is for me, because I have experienced it here. And I've experienced it in hospitals. I've experienced it all throughout my life, these precious moments when the Spirit is so absolutely apparent to me. So my advice for all of us today is, if you find yourself being afraid that you're going to be orphaned, if you're about to embark on another adventure in your life where perhaps you're going to be a little more cut off from family or friends, you're perceiving a little bit of isolation or loneliness, be reassured. Firstly, that God is with you no matter what. The Holy Spirit abides with us forever. But also, God in the Spirit is always calling us back into relationship, to reconnect, to be an advocate for and to companion others, and to be advocated for and to be companioned by others. The Holy Spirit is at work in this world to bridge us and connect us back together. We are not going to be orphaned because the Spirit is with us forever. You know, it's interesting that we very well may find ourselves in these advocacy or companionate roles for certain periods in our life. We might just be for an afternoon with a parishioner in a hospital. It could be for a couple of years with a wonderful congregation. Could be for many, many years with a spouse. Maybe might be most of our lives if it's a sibling. but it's only always just for a period. The Spirit is with us for our entire lives. Always. And the Spirit is that source which is always calling us back into relationship, into companionship. My friends, if you can see this, if you can look at your lives and recognize these relationships that you're in, that are embodiments of the Spirit, if you can see this, you will know it, and you will receive it. This is the Spirit of truth that abides with us forever.